The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Bless and proclaim. Bless and proclaim. Bless and proclaim. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. Only a few are there to recognize him. For your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings, give alms, provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, that inexhaustible treasure, the one you find in heaven, that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart. Gird your loins, light your lamps. Be like servants awaiting their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and when he knocks. Blessed are those servants who find the master vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, recline at the table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or the third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour and the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You must also be prepared, for that hour, you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? The Lord replied, who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whose master will put in charge of his servants to distribute food and allowance at the proper time? He's speaking to Peter and the 12. Blessed is the servant whom master finds in doing so. And truly I say to you, the master will put that servant in charge of all his property, Peter. But if the servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on that unexpected day, that unknown hour, punish him severely, assign him a place of the unfaithful, Gehenna. He's throwing him in hell. That servant who knew the master's will but did not take precautions nor act in accord with his will be beaten severely, temporarily. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will but acting in a way to deserve a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly, again, temporarily. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The gospel of the Lord.